welcome to this special podcast. CNBC TV 18 presents Memory is at the heart of immersive gaming experiences powered by Micron. I'm Ridhu Bhandari. While many sectors have been hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, there are others that have received a shot in the arm due to the nature of this pandemic, and the gaming industry is one such segment. With 1 year of social distancing and largely staying indoors, millions of people are taking to gaming as a form of entertainment or even sports in their newfound digital social lives. But the gaming experience is changing like never before, thanks to emerging technologies. And to tell us all about this and more, I'm joined today by Rahul Sandil, Global Head of Marketing Commercial Products Group at Micron. Welcome, Rahul. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, Madhu. Thank you for having me here.
Well, the pandemic has boosted PC sales, with Q3 of FY20 being the biggest quarter in the last 7 years. Is gaming a significant driver of this growth in sales, you think, particularly in the Indian subcontinent?
I think gaming overall has been a big driver for many years, especially at the higher end of the market where consumers are looking for more computing power. Gaming is a big driver. But I think gaming, entertainment, streaming, there have been many, many drivers of why there's been a big surge in sales of PCs.
Right. And, you know, today gaming is not just a personal equation between the players. It's also the heart of entertainment with the advent of live streaming or broadcasting of competitive gaming. How does Micron really enable this whole end-to-end gaming ecosystem?
So, you know, as you know, Micron makes products across memory and storage. We are one of the world's largest memory manufacturers and one of the top leading storage manufacturers as well. So at the heart of it is the memory. So we work with partners like NVIDIA in making graphics memory. We also make computer memory. So at Commercial Products Group at CPG, we make our Crucial Ballistics gaming memory, which goes into PCs. And then we make SSDs, which are also required. So, you know, gamers like to store very large files on their computers and they need fast storage. And today, SSDs provide the fastest storage.
Right. And over the last couple of years, there have been significant changes in terms of gaming experiences. Tell us a little more about those from a user perspective. And what have the key drivers of this transformation really been?
So gaming in India is not truly a new phenomenon. But I think what happened in India, interestingly, was that gaming really became big with mobile. And then as you know, people kind of got an experience with mobile games and with the kind of India becoming part of a global fraternity or community, the rising broadband in India, I think that has given rise to online games in India on PCs. So I think the transformation has been pretty amazing in a country like India.
Right, absolutely. And speaking of mobile devices, we are at the cusp of the 5G rollout. With this whole proliferation of 5G, how are gaming experiences set to change for India at large and the world at large, in fact? And will cross-compatibility of devices really be the new normal for enabling enhanced gaming experiences on the go and all the time?
I think absolutely. I think as mobiles get more powerful than 5G, I mean, if you look at India, the numbers are fascinating, right? 1.8 billion roughly mobile phones in a country of 1.4 billion people. And to me, that cross-compatibility is going to be exciting. With cloud gaming coming on, already some of the biggest companies in the world are investing in cloud gaming, whether you can start a game on a mobile phone, play it on your big screen TV through your console, take it on a tablet. So I think the opportunities are exciting.
Right. And, you know, 5G and high-speed internet will also enable AR and VR technologies in a big way. How are these going to really reshape gaming experiences in the future? And what will this whole augmented reality experience mean in terms of users' product purchase preferences?
I think gaming, again, will be the leading use case for that, right? Gamers want more and more immersive experiences. I'm really excited about AR and VR. I spent 3 to 4 years in the VR business before coming here to work in Micron. But I think still early days for that industry. They have to solve for two problems. One, they need to make the all-in-one devices more powerful, which I believe with 5G and with new forms of mobile memory also, which Micron is building for its customers. But secondly, I think as PCs become more within reach of the mass market, especially high-performance PCs, then you'll see a great cross-pollination of high-end PC VR experiences, AR experiences, and all-in-one or hybrid AR, VR, XR experiences.
A lot of us thought by 2020, 2021, AR, VR technologies will perhaps be mainstream, but there are still roadblocks to scaling those technologies up. How soon do you think these are going to be a little bit more mainstream?
I think two things will need to happen. Like when I talked about the mass adoption of high-powered or let's say 5G type mobile phones or mobile devices. And then secondly, of course, the mass PC penetration, right, for the high-end VR. So I think if you look back at the industry and say it's relatively a five-year-old industry when it comes to modern AR and VR, I think we're still scratching the surface. And then, you know, but if you see in markets like China already, the adoption definitely is happening at a much faster clip. You know, if you look at gaming as well, if you look back in India, you could, you know, again, I'm dating myself, late in the 80s, early 90s, you had to go to Burko's in Connaught Place to go play, you know, those video game parlors, right? I think that is also how AR, VR will become prevalent. You'll be going to experiences in either arcades, try out AR and VR technology before you decide to invest one in your home. I'm not a betting person, and it's not easy to bet on technology, but I think at the speed at which it's going, we should be seeing some pretty fundamental shifts over the next 3 to 5 years.
Right. But tell me, how affordable are these gaming experiences driven by emerging technologies going to be for the lay user? By when can we see them gaining significant scale?
I think initially, people will experience them, the mass market will experience them in kind of shared zones or in arcades, in theme parks or at maybe universities or schools. You will see the all-in-one mobile powered devices will be the first ones to kind of gain the mass market. So I think it will be a ramp, but as India has proven in the past, it's a country which likes to leapfrog. It's a country when it starts adopting something, it knows no bounds. So I'm really excited about the future of what when AR, VR and gaming experiences become that immersive in a market like India.
Right. Okay. And the pandemic has also accelerated the rise of esports, and the gaming computer really is at the center of this surge. What is Micron's outlook for this market, and how is demand for hardware changing from a gamer's perspective? What is the big India opportunity for Micron in this space?
So, you know, obviously we are very excited about esports as part of Micron and CPG and the Crucial brand, which is part of CPG. It's an exciting, vibrant, competitive environment. And I think Micron's place, again, as I talked about, enabling companies to make better streaming devices, which will be used by streamers, enabling customers through either mobile memory, through mobile phones, which Micron's a world leader at, or through PC memory or storage. However, some interesting trends there as well. We are seeing kind of this, what we are calling the doubling down, right? Every year we are seeing kind of 2x more people adopt to faster speeds of memory. The market is shifting from what was kind of baseline speed in a market like India was 2666 megahertz of memory. Now that baseline speed is already 3200. So for example, in a market like India, if I look at memory, you know, almost 62% of the people who are considered gamers in India already have SSDs in their machines. And that is phenomenal. And if I compare that to non-gaming devices, the number is 14%. Obviously, there are more non-gaming devices. So tremendous opportunity for India and Micron in India.
Those were some fascinating insights, Rahul. But at a macro level, the gaming industry is expected to be worth $300 billion by 2025. What are the big trends that software developers and hardware manufacturers must watch out for at this point?
I think one, the, you know, I have worked over the last 10 to 12 years a lot with software developers or as part of game studios. And I think one advice I like to share with my friends in the software development industry is always try to make sure that the content you're building is scalable across multiple platforms. Now, if you do that, you've already covered yourself or you mitigated your risk for any unknown new devices coming up, right? Secondly, keep your eye out for trends like XR, AR, VR. And lastly, you know, in a country like India, where some data, and I could be wrong, where people spend an average of 5 hours a day potentially watching sometimes TV or being involved in entertainment, you want to make compelling, immersive content. And then there are obviously, you know, trends to also watch out on mobile as well. You know, with 5G coming in, the ability of someone to download highly graphic intense files over a mobile internet line, it's going to be a game changer.
Right. Okay. So I also want to focus a little bit on data security and player safety in a cloud and multi gaming environment. How are developers really going to ensure safety of player data, especially in the case of real money games? And what's the role that the hardware manufacturer can play here in enhancing security?
I'm not in a position to comment. I don't know much about the real money gaming market today. However, I think it needs to happen at multiple levels. Obviously, the larger cloud companies like Amazon or Google or Microsoft, you know, they are obviously investing a lot of resources on secure platforms. Secondly, device manufacturers are working very closely to make sure that personal information is always secure. There are, in fact, many laws now internationally which protect customers and their private information. And lastly, I think for game developers as well, to make sure they're at least compliant with these platforms and distribution engines and the security protocols which need to be built. At the end of the day, the responsibility also is on the end customer.
Right. Well, in a nutshell, gamers of the future will be looking for better performances at higher speed. So tell us, how will memory be driving these experiences, and how well poised is Micron really to enable these experiences of the future?
The very first thing which we tell any customer who comes to our site or the customers we talk to, so if you have a PC today and you want to make sure that it can support gaming, firstly, do not go and buy a new PC. You know, we recommend first checking your PC to make sure whether you have enough memory. One interesting data point that we see, many customers don't even know that they can upgrade their personal computer's memory. An SSD will increase your speed sometimes by almost as high as 9 to 10 times when you're accessing files. So one, be value conscious, upgrade your existing system. Now, obviously, if you need to get higher graphics memory, the whole do-it-yourself community online is very, very supportive and very helpful. But then also, you know, taking care of your system as well, making sure you back up all the stuff that you need on either a portable storage device. There's going to be multiple things customers can do. But I think at the heart of it, and here's a shameless plug, come to crucial.com, scan your computer, and let us come and tell you what you need to make sure that you have the latest and the greatest, and let us even recommend to you. And in countries like India, we even recommend you to a particular store or a particular e-tailer who will be selling you authorized Crucial products.
Right. Okay. Fantastic tips there for gamers. Before I let you go, on a lighter note, I want to know, what is your favorite game and why? And has the pandemic really introduced you to newer games? What have you been exploring over the past year when most of us have been staying indoors?
You know, I've been a gamer since I can remember playing the first version of Doom when it came out. Or right now, I'm possibly spending a little bit more time on mobile games because my family and work life keeps me pretty busy. I'm playing this game called Clash Royale. I've been playing that for the last, I think, 3 to 4 years. I consider myself to be a pretty advanced player because I can beat my 14-year-old. I think on the I worked for Microsoft Xbox. I'm a big fan of Xbox. I just got the Xbox Series X. So definitely playing Destiny, which is another very really important game to me kind of growing up. But obviously more time on mobile. But and on the PC, however, I'm a big VR fan. But I'm also discovering some of the great new educational experiences with virtual reality, the ability for it to immerse you in different worlds, to take you to new realities. I think that's a great shared experience with the family as well.
Well, thank you, Rahul. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And here's hoping that your 14-year-old will beat you at all the games that you play together. Thanks very much. Appreciate you joining us today. That's a wrap of this special conversation. Thank you very much for listening in. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.